This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. The subject of fixing the roads, how much money is needed, where that money is coming from, is debated everywhere from the Capitol to coffee shops. It seems a lot of people have a lot of ideas, and frankly, most of them are not feasible. Here to talk about roads and money are our Friday political commentators. They're going to have all the answers for us. Vicki Burnett is a former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic legislator. Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow with Public Sector Consultants and a former Republican majority leader in the state Senate. All right, let's talk about the numbers first. The Michigan Department of Transportation budget is just under $5 billion. Some of that money, about 11% of it, goes to airports, railroad infrastructure, and public transit. That leaves you with about $4.5 billion for planning, administration, state and local roads and bridges. Vicki, someone asked, why do we need a gas tax increase? Isn't the tax on marijuana going to pay for those roads?
No, it's not going to pay for the roads. And It's like the same thing I hear from people about the lottery money going into the school aid fund. It all does. But when we talk about roads, they're expensive things. And expensive things cost a lot of money, and people just don't quite have a grasp on how much money that is. And that's part of the disconnect between trying to figure out how to pay for roads and people understanding how much they actually cost.
Yeah, when it was a ballot initiative, I think Anderson Consultant said after the marijuana industry is matured, they'll bring in about $175 million in tax revenue, but only about $15 million of that would be earmarked for roads. So $15 million out of a $4.5 billion budget, that's not going to go very far. Ken, when you start talking about billions of dollars, I think a lot of people get confused about the scale of the cost of road maintenance. I mean, when you were in office, how did you explain to your constituents how you spent billions of dollars on the roads, but there were still potholes?
Well, I think you always have to have an ear to public opinion, but I also want to point out that in a representative democracy, you know, voters send people to Lansing and Washington to address issues that demand attention. And I sort of want to, I guess, argue against any premise that the public should be able to prescribe the exact solution in exact terms to fundamental problems. That isn't what they're supposed to be doing. I mean, they go out and live their lives. And, you know, so if they don't quite grasp the magnitude of a problem, but they still recognize there's a problem, I think that's kind of good enough for legislators, whether in Washington or Lansing, to then solve it.
Do you think the state does a bad job of telling people where their tax dollars go? I mean, the lottery has done such a good job of telling people where the proceeds go to schools. In fact, a lot of people think the lottery money completely pays for the schools. So should Michigan do like other states and put up big signs saying this highway paving paid with your fuel taxes or your vehicle registration money? Vicki?
Well, I think there's two problems here. One is, as Ken pointed out, you can't expect everybody who's not in government to understand how government budgets work, because they don't work like your own personal checking accounts and savings accounts at home. You can't just move money from one account to another so that you can pay your bills this month and take it out of savings and move it somewhere else. That's not how government money works. And there's very clear reasons for that. So road money that comes in from the federal government has to go to roads and bridges, just like the earmarked money from gas tax and everything else has to go into roads and bridges. So you can't just take money if you have extra money left over in, let's say, bovine TB revenue or costs or savings from the budget and move it into roads. They're very specific pipelines, and that's hard for people to get their arms around when their home accounting doesn't work like that. In addition, things are very expensive. I remember when I was mayor and I was asked, can't we just put a street light on that corner? And I had to explain to people that putting a street light on a corner was close to $200,000, even though the light itself may be $20,000. And the reason is there's no plug there. So every time government has to do a project, it has to move all of the infrastructure into that area in order to make it work. And roads, building new roads is the same way. And totally re-engineering roads may mean that you have to buy right-of-way, and that's buying people's property, and that costs money. So roads are very complicated when you start to talk about actually how does money get into the fund and how is it used.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what people think, because a report from the Center for Michigan released this week found that people generally thought there should be more money spent on the roads. Not the $2.5 billion that the governor wants, but maybe $1 billion. That should do it. And the state can find that money by cutting out waste, fraud, and abuse. Problem solved. Ken, what do you think of that plan?
Well, I'll go back to what I had said earlier. The outline of the report from the Center for Michigan basically said that the public believes the roads are bad, they're getting worse, and the state should spend more to fix them. I think that's enough for legislators to and governors to be about the business of finding the resources and raising the tax revenue to fix the roads. I think it's a kind of an unfair expectation that the public's going to have a grasp of the difference between $1 billion and $2 billion when it comes to the road issue. That's not what you should expect in a representative democracy. The fact that the public believes the roads are bad, they realize that it's going to take money to fix them, is enough to get things moving.
Vicki, these people do have an idea. This billion-dollar plan and finding it in the waste in government is something that they really held on to. A lot of people in this report indicated that that was a good plan. What's wrong with that plan?
The main thing wrong with that plan is that the size of state government has not grown financially since the turn of the century. So we are operating with about the same amount of money right now as we had in the year 2000. In accounting for inflation, it means that we are really spending very, very few dollars compared to what we used to spend. And in fact, we are very far below the Headley cap that was once reached under Governor Engler, and now we're several billion dollars below that Headley cap. So there is room to grow taxes in the state of Michigan. I don't think it's just enough that people know there's a problem and know that they want to have it fixed. I think there needs to be a general understanding with the public that the legislature needs to go out and have courage to raise funding for roads. But if they need to go to the voters are going to have to be educated. If it's a sales tax increase, the voters are going to need to vote on that, and they're going to have to understand how that money is going to come in and how that's going to be spent. So I think we do need to do a lot of education with our voters so that they understand what the magnitude of the problem is. And I'll tell you, we're one collapsed bridge with several deaths away from everybody sitting down and getting darn serious about the status of our roads in the state of Michigan.
This whole waste, fraud, abuse idea, we've had 8 years of complete Republican control. If waste, fraud, and abuse hasn't been squeezed out of government at this point, it either isn't there or you can't find it. And any Republican legislator who starts throwing that around, they've got to answer why they haven't taken it out in the last 8 years.
All right, lightning round now. We've got final question. Are we going to see a fix the roads package out of the legislature that will bring in enough money to actually fix the roads? Ken?
Well, I don't know. I think we should. I think we'll see something. But my crystal ball can't answer your question about whether it's going to be enough to stop the deterioration and really improve the situation. I just don't know.
Vicki?
No, I don't think we're going to get up to the number that we need, unless we're really serious about also having a broad-based income tax increase. When we cut taxes 10 years ago, we cut $1.8 billion out of the tax revenue stream in Michigan, which could have been used to fix the roads had we been more creative with what we were doing.
Vicki Barnett is a former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic legislator. Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow with Public Sector Consultants and a former Republican majority leader in the state Senate. Thanks for the conversation, you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lester.